A great question that many people have wondered is, why does Yaakov send the gift in such a long way? He divides the animals and they come slowly and slowly and slowly. It could have been done in a much quicker way. He could have sent them in one big shot. Now, I remember as a new teacher, it was a great lesson to explain to the kids, what's more impressive if there's a gift that's spread out for miles and miles, as far as the eye can tell, or if it's clustered together in one place? Generally, the idea is that if it's in such, for as far as my eye can see, that's going to be something that's going to be much more gripping. It's going to be something that I get more excited about. And so, that's what Yaakov's plan is. And that's the basic answer that we're given, and it makes a lot of sense. Yaakov, at least in our typical perspective of Esav is the greedy, the always wanting more. So when Esav sees this, he's going to be like, whoa, Yaakov, what kind of gift do you have in mind? That's amazing. Except, it doesn't seem like that's the Esav that we see. The Psukim say that Esav says, Yaakov, why are you sending me all this? I don't need this. Yehi lecha asher lach. Take whatever you want. Yesh li rav. I have a lot. I don't need more. Now, we do say yesh li rav has a connotation of I have a lot, meaning I'm not really satisfied with what I have and I want more, as opposed to Yaakov, who says yesh li kol. I have everything I need. But maybe there's another possibility. The Sfarno offers a completely different approach to how to view these psukim. He says Yaakov purposely sends the gift in such a long, drawn-out way for the simple reason that Yaakov needs one thing now more than ever. He needs the gift of time. See, if Yaakov is going to attempt to run away, what he needs to make sure is that while he's running away, Esav is busy. Is that if Esav sees this one gift and then he looks and a mile later there's nothing there, Esav knows the gift is going to come to an end, so Esav can move on. But if Esav is looking and seeing, and as far as his eye can tell, there's more and more and more, Esav is going to continue to wait. That's going to buy Yaakov the necessary time to escape. But the question then we have to deal with is, why does Yaakov want to escape? After all, didn't he just reach out to Esav and say, Esav, I want to be friends. Esav, I want to make peace. That's a question that we're going to have to continue to think about, to look at as the week goes on. Have a great day.